Hi, I'm Jen, and I just wanted to share with you a little bit about how divorce has affected my life. For the last 10 years, I've had the privilege of working with the kids and the teens, so this is a little bit about where I come from. I accepted Christ into my life when I was really young, probably around 5 years of age. I don't ever honestly remember my life without Christ. I was privileged to have a mom who exposed me to Christ at a young age and taught me the importance of having him in my life. I grew up going to church, youth group, Christian camps, and years later, a Christian college. It looked like I had the perfect life, that is, from the outside. But the truth is, it was far from perfect. Life at home was filled with yelling, anger, violent outbursts, and lots of drinking. I lived my life in constant fear of my father because of these things. As a result, I didn't trust my dad at all. Growing up, it was hard not being able to trust the one man I should have been able to. Time and time again, trust was broken, and that led to a lifetime of hurt. An affair eventually broke up my family, and when my father remarried, it rocked my world. I remember it like it was yesterday. My mom had us in the living room and told us my dad wasn't coming home. They were getting a divorce. I was so broken inside. There was a lot of pain and confusion, and I cried a lot. At this point in time, my mom didn't tell us the reason for the divorce. I was only 11 and wouldn't understand. She just said she loved us very much and we'd be okay. It wasn't until college that I found out about the affair from my younger sister, and that opened up all sorts of wounds that I thought that had healed inside from years before. Feelings of rejection flared up inside me. You see, for the first time in my life, I felt rejected by my dad because I realized he chose another family over ours. But throughout it all, my mom never once spoke an ill word about my father. She didn't want to taint our image of him or do anything that would paint him in a bad light. It would have been easy for her to say negative things or blame him for the way things turned out, but she said nothing. My flesh would have wanted to shout it from the mountaintops, but her silence spoke volumes to me. She was modeling the way a follower of Christ should live, and I've never forgotten that. Growing up without my dad in the house was hard. Even though the house was more peaceful, it wasn't the same. All of my parents' friends were still together, which meant I didn't have anyone or anything like the divorce care for kids or the dealing with divorce teen group that I have the privilege of serving with now. I didn't have anybody to talk to about my situation that would understand what I was going through. After searching scripture, I realized I had the Lord and he understood. He proved faithful time and time again. I clung to Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I trusted the Lord at his word, and it was this amazing peace that I had when I did that. Over the years, the Lord became a real father to me. I began to see him as this role in my life because I so desperately needed a father. Someone that I could trust at his word when he says he would never leave or abandon me. I knew he had my best interest at heart, but there was one thing I thought he couldn't identify with me on. The abandonment I felt for my dad. Oh, how I was wrong. As I began studying and searching the scriptures, something became so clear to me. In the 15th chapter of Mark, it recounts the death of Jesus. As I read, I noticed something I had never noticed before. As Jesus was dying on the cross, the earth became dark for 3 hours. I realized at this point in history, God the Father turned his back on his one and only Son, so he could take on the sins of the world. As a perfect and holy God, the Father could have nothing to do with sin, so he did the one thing he could do. He turned away from his child. Jesus Christ experienced the one pain I thought he could never understand. He too felt the abandonment of his Father. It was so evident in Christ's own words as he was dying on the cross when he cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Over the years, the Lord began breaking down the walls that I never knew I had up and began changing my heart towards my dad. A big reason for that was my husband. When my husband and I started dating, it was hard for me to trust him. It had nothing to do with Steve or his character. It was a heart issue for me that the Lord and I had to work on. I had a fear he would leave me. and he would take my heart with him. During our courtship, he told me he would be consistent, persistent, and patient with me and wait as long as it took. Those were three things that I desperately needed to hear because they were not modeled by my dad. The Lord started showing me areas I needed to work on, and I slowly began to let the walls down and trust again. Today, my relationship with my dad is great. I love my father with everything in me. As a parent, I know we're not perfect and we make mistakes. I can see that now. I know that my dad has a lot of hurt and regret from the years he lost with us, and that pains me. But I see him desperately trying to make things right with me and his grandchildren. Grace was given to me when I didn't deserve it, so who am I to withhold that same gift? Yes, there was hurt and pain, but there's also forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you." Forgiving my dad did not come easy or fast, for that matter. The whole process has taken over 20 years, but those were precious years that I wouldn't take back for anything. Being refined by the Lord during those times made me who I am today. Being a part of the Divorce Care for Kids and the teen group, the Dealing with Divorce teen group, family over the last 10 years has played a huge part in my healing process. I have learned so much from the curriculum. In fact, I think I learned more in the first year I taught than the kids did. It's funny how the Lord allowed that to happen. I thought I was going to be teaching the kids with all this knowledge that I had, but they sure taught me a lot more than I could have ever imagined. One of the reasons I love this ministry is it allows us to help the kids and teens address problems and issues right now, as opposed to dealing with them 20 years down the road. If they realize and truly believe that they are not the reason for their parents' divorce, it can save them a lot of heartache as they get older. If they understand the importance of forgiveness, they will go through a life with a forgiving heart rather than a hardened one. If they understand their feelings of anger and sadness are valid, they won't go through life doubting whether or not they are. It's such a privilege being a part of these kids' lives for a short time and witnessing firsthand when things click. They get it, they understand it, and they begin to live it out. If I could leave one thing with you this evening, I would just say this: pray for your children. Yes, children of divorce, whether they show it or not, have a lot more to deal with than other kids. You might think that your child is fine, and they very well might be. But without the support and accountability this ministry offers, they might go through life feeling they are the only ones who feel this way. The great thing about the kids' ministry and the teens' ministry is these kids know they are not alone in the process. There are about 20 other kids who are experiencing the exact same feelings they are. By the grace of God and a lot of prayer from my mom, I found my identity in Christ at a young age and never wandered away from that. Yes, there was pain from my parents' divorce, and I could have acted on that, but I remained grounded in who Christ said I was. I was his child. If your child isn't secure in Christ, then they might search for their identity in other ways that could be hurtful or harmful to them and possibly use the divorce as an excuse for their behavior. As I parent my three kids, one thing I try to do is claim a verse for each one of them and pray that over them. My heart is for them to never experience what I had to go through. It's a pain that no child should have to endure, but we live in a fallen world full of sin, which leads to hurt. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Your kids need you to pray for them. James 5:16 says, "The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. I fail constantly and let my kids down every day, but I understand the importance of praying faithfully for my family and trying to live out those verses for them." Thank you.